Before I begin my program today, I have to say thank you and express my gratitude for mobilemusthave.com. A couple of months ago, I had begun my nomadic adventure, and I was very frustrated. I had no reliable and, as they say, unbreakable internet connection. I barely had anything. They hooked me up, gave me high speed right here in the motor coach. If you need that, if you've got a boat or you got an RV or you're in a rural environment, you need something portable, something powerful, something fast, something to get your job done, maybe you're a remote worker, contact mobilemusthave.com. They'll hook you up. By the way, when you're there, talk about purpose and passion. We're talking about that on today's show. Ask them about it. They're nomadic. They'll tell you all about that. But when I run into folks who are, you know, listening to me about purpose and passion, I get two people. The one kind of person I get is someone who goes, oh, here we go again, talking about purpose and passion. Hope that's not you. The other is, oh my God, I really need to make sure I'm dialing that in. Which one are you? How are you doing today? Come on in. We got some room. I got extra room. I got an extra big studio today. I expanded it just for you. I put the sliders out in the RV. We got space for you. Come on here. Talking about purpose and passion today. This is foundational for me. How long? Thanks for... I was like, I don't know, six or seven when I made up my mind I was going to... Well, my mom says she made up my mind I was going to do things my way, and I guess I have to agree with that. But ultimately, it became about living with my passion and being on purpose, and that's what I did. Talk about that today. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Every single day when you stand up and take a step and repeat and commit yourself to sticking with it as long as it takes to get there, that end in mind going for it, you're going to get it. And if you're passionate and purposeful, it's even more fun. It really, truly is. We'll talk about that today. A lot of folks don't know what to do about that. By the way, I will tell you up front today, this is not a step-by-step. Here's your 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 steps to getting your purpose and passion in your life. Other folks can sell you that all they want to, but that's all they're doing. They're selling you something. There is no possible way for me to give you a step-by-step roadmap to find your purpose or to find your passion. I can't do it. Now, we can do it and work with it over time and together figure out those steps as we go. And yes, there are some large, big chunks that I can give you, but there's no way anybody can sit down and say, here's how you find your passion. Here's how you find your purpose. And not going to happen. It's because this is up to you. You got to figure it out. So today, a little bit more mindset, a little bit more direction, if you will. A lot of what I do in my coaching, my high-end coaching, the folks I'm really taking by the hand and saying, come on, let's go, let's build a great life. This is a mindset I install in them. I'll do it for you today. Is that cool? Awesome. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Oh, by the way, thank you, my members. I appreciate you being there all summer long as I've sojourned away. A lot of emails saying, Scott, when are you going to do those live coaching calls again? When are you going to do those trainings that you do all the time? I know. I've been goofing off in the mountains. I get it. I'll let you know next week. We'll start up at mid-August, okay? We'll get it going again for you. That's going to be a lot of fun. And maybe we'll start with the purpose and passion stuff. That might be cool. You know, I started this show a long time ago. And it was kind of a passion play for me. Have you ever heard the story? Let me share it with you for a second. I was teaching kickboxing. That's what I was doing. And a big kickbox. It's like boot camp. And I had been doing that for a while. And I had 130 people per class, and I love what I was doing, but really what I wanted to do is I wanted to help move people in their entire life, not just in their fitness life. And I looked at the class one day and I said, wow, I got 130 people here. Look at all these people. Look at all these people sweating and flinging sweat all over me, but it's fun though. Where's everybody else? Because I knew there were like 7 billion people on the planet and they were not in my classroom. I could not understand it. Why are 7 billion people meandering around and not coming to see me every single night? So I decided I had to do something. So podcasting came out way back there, like 5,000 podcasts. There were, now there's like 4 million of them. And I said, well, let me start a podcast. What folks need it every single day, they need something to help motivate, inspire, to create their dreams. Somebody who says, come on, we can do it. Daily Boost began. Been going it ever since. Coming up on 4,000 episodes, by the way. I actually think I lost count. I think I crossed 4,000 a long time ago, but officially I think we're coming up on 4,000. End of this week. How awesome is that? Let's talk purpose and passion today and how to find it. So there's some advice that I have given over the years, and I do this a lot. I'm on the phone quite a bit. I have coached, on average, I would say about 20 hours a week. I've cutting back now because some things I want to do other than talk on the phone and talk on Zoom calls these days. So I'm kind of limiting the folks I'm working with these days, but I've done it a ton over the time, certainly in excess of 15 or 20,000 hours now. And there's some advice I always give, and you've heard on the podcast before, and is this. Don't worry about your purpose. Don't worry about your passion. We'll get to why I think you're already doing it right now in just a second here. But don't worry about that. What you need to worry about really is the fact that if you don't know what it is, if you're floundering around wondering what it is, if you're frustrated, if you're like, I got to find my purpose and passion before I die. Oh, no. If that's you, don't worry about it. All you have to do is this. If you don't know your purpose, that becomes your purpose. If you don't know your purpose is to find your purpose. Now, that's simple Scott logic. It's a simple way of thinking. It's common sense, but it does make sense to me that rather than freaking out about it, to trying to find that perfect thing to do, why don't you make your effort to explore the possibility every single day and just try things on for size? See what works. See what feels right. See what gets you going. See what lights your fire. If you don't know your purpose is to find your purpose. It's a mindset. Take a breath. Have fun. Enjoy life. It's a simple piece of advice. It's freed thousands and thousands of frustrated people. It's allowed them to kind of move toward their dreams without any fear or anxiety. So there's something else I've said before, and this has worked really well too. You already know what your purpose feels like inside of you, don't you? And you're probably living a lot of it right now. Now, that is, again, a piece of common sense, some Scott logic there, because I recognized something a long, long time ago, not only myself, but almost everybody I talk to, and that is that, for the most part, you kind of know what it feels like. You might not be able to describe it. You might not be able to tell me, well, exactly how it plays out in your life. You might not know exactly how it sounds, or you might not be able to write it down and describe exactly what it is, but you know what it feels like inside. Tell me I'm not right on that one. Scott, I know what it is. I can feel it inside of me. A lot of people express it by saying, I just feel there's more. Or they say, there's certain things I do that I just feel so passionate about. I just feel like I'm in the moment. There it is. It's already there. And you kind of know what it is, but you can't quite put your thumb on it, can you? See it all the time. That's okay. And you're also probably living a lot of it right now. How do I know that? Because we're going to do what serves us. We're going to do what makes sense to us. Whatever's on your mind, whatever you're shooting for, whatever you're going after, whatever you're chasing, whatever your dreams are, you're probably already doing what you said you wanted to be doing. Now, you may have gotten in there going, well, okay, what was I thinking, right? I've done that. I've looked in the mirror and say, okay, dumbass, what are you thinking? Well, I thought this would be fun. I thought I'd do it. I thought it was my purpose. It was passion. You didn't think that out, did you? Well, yeah, I did. A lot, actually. Well, evidently it didn't work for you. No, I'm not really happy. Okay, let's figure it out. You probably have done. I'm talking to myself there, aren't I? You see, you know what it feels like, and you kind of know what it is. So how do we get there? How do we get to this point that it's something that really works for you? That gets that passion for you? How do you do that? Well, there are a lot of actionable steps. I said at the beginning of the podcast, and I don't mean to condescend anybody else. There are steps you can give. There are actionable steps. And the one thing that we all want is a grounding, a first step, and we certainly want a roadmap after that. And don't get me wrong. I can give you a roadmap. I can't. If you spend an hour on the phone with me, guarantee, I'm not even pitching right now. I'm just going to guarantee to you right now, I'll flip your world upside down. I'll put you on track, and I'll say, go that way. And you'll go, my God. I'll break you free from years of frustration. I can do it in minutes. Why? I've done it thousands of times. I'm just telling you that. But what happens as soon as I get you out the door? What happens as soon as I give you a couple of actionable steps? Well, you take them and the whole future changes. Everything changes because as soon as you put an action out there, it creates more action, possibilities, options, roadblocks. They all come your way. As soon as we get off the phone, as excited as you might have been, something's going to block you again. This is a continuous, nonstop, never-ending journey to your passion and your purpose. So we can take all those actionable steps, but we toss them out anyway. Now, you'll get a few out of today's program as I move on. But again, today's show is more about mindset and things that you have to be willing to do because I know it's inside you already. I know it's there.
It is not, Scott. It's not inside of me. Somebody else is inside of me. My boss is inside of me right now. My parents are inside of me right now.
Society, the news guys on TV, they're inside of me. They're inside my head. Oh, my God. How am I ever going to break free from all this crazy noise and do what I know I need to be doing? All right. When you get a few minutes today, I want you to do this, okay? Promise me? Take a journal, piece of paper. I don't care what it is. Tune into yourself and think about this stuff I'm about to go. Because purpose and passion is actually pretty simple. So here's the first thing I want you to think about today. You might not be able to think about it very long. Give yourself some credit. I'm not expecting you to give 20 minutes. If you can get a minute or two thinking about each of these items today, you've done really good. Trust me. I can take a whole group of people in a webinar or seminar, and I can take them, and in 2 minutes' time, I can empty their brain. They're like, what happened? I have no more ideas. If I push them, I can get 3 or 4 minutes out of it. It's a long, long, long time when you're thinking about a very specific topic. So about 2 minutes with your pen and paper, your computer, whatever, and ask this question. The purpose and passion I seek begin
Well, I accept what my heart is telling me. What is my heart telling me? It's a simple question. And if you take the time to spend time with yourself and ask that question and to seek that answer, you may not get it right away. You may have to come back tomorrow. Purpose and passion I seek begin when I accept what my heart is telling me. A lot of people don't do that. What's your heart telling you? The next one. I'll always be moving toward a purposeful and passionate life. Well, I have a clarity of thought. I define an outcome. I take the time to create a roadmap to reach my goal. What are my thoughts? Oh my God, that's a scary one. Clarity of thought, define the outcome. You got to know that stuff. And don't poo-poo that. And if you get the Daily Nugget, and you do, read it, because I wrote it down for you. Clarity of thought, highlight that. Defined outcome, highlight that. Take the time to create a roadmap, highlight that. It takes time, right? What are your thoughts? Scary. I'm not trying to be condescending here whatsoever. It is all human. I know the human condition. And I know you want to be moving forward. You want to take the easy way. It's like when I go hiking here in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. You find way more tubers out there carrying their tube up the trail to float down the river, frolicking in the waterfall. You find all kinds of people doing that. That's fun. You don't find too many people as you head up the mountainside. As you get to a place where people are having to work really hard at it, deep thought, thighs burning, hips burning up the mountainside, you don't find that kind of stuff. When you take the time to sit down and look inside and get clarity of thought, define your outcome, create a roadmap to reach your goal, that's climbing a mountain. Not floating down the stream. You know, it's okay to admit being fearful, but initiating action and maintaining continuous momentum, that takes a couple of things. It takes faith, it takes courage, and belief. That's how you overcome anything. Faith, courage, and belief. Ask the question today, since we know that, right? It has to have, you have to have that. What belief is driving you forward? What faith is driving you forward? What courage is going to make you do the things you need to be doing? You don't take time to think that out, you're not going to do it. Life's going to get difficult. You're going to go, oh, what do I do now? So where does faith, courage, and belief come from? I've done this long enough now to know something. I know shortcuts don't work. Shortcuts sell a lot. People take shortcuts all the time, certainly on the online world we live in these days and the TV world, the whole thing. People want the shortcut. They want the fast, easy way. Give me my answer now. I can give you an answer specifically now. They call it the law of one. The one problem you're having today, we can fix today. However, you're going to have five more problems tomorrow. I've learned a few things. I'm going to stop now. I should be giving this stuff away. This is cool stuff. I should sell this for like $19.95 a month, something like that. Wait a second. I already do. Faith, courage, and belief. Where does it come from? I can tell you this. Number one, a strong foundation. In fact, another word to it, a strong and a safe foundation. If you don't have your act together, if you can't pay your bills, if you can't slip away for a few minutes every single day and think about your own life, if you can't take care of yourself, if you can't pay attention to that, if you don't have a strong, safe foundation in place, you can't do this stuff. You can't run after your purpose and your passion if you don't have a strong, safe place to be. You can't. And your vision. You have to have a very strong vision, what you want, where you're heading. That's why you have to do the thinking before we got to this point. I don't want you moving forward until you have a strong foundation, until you have a strong vision of where you're heading. So are you strong and are you ready to go? Tell me I'm not right here. I am right. Without a strong foundation, a safe foundation, a place that you feel that you can ground yourself and you can be okay to take the time to figure things out and to spend time on your world, you'll fumble and bumble. You will. Something will get in your way. Something will happen. An emergency will come up. They always do. Something will happen. If you don't have that in place, you're in trouble. Eventually, you'll figure that out. If you haven't already learned that, depending on your personality type, the kind of person who likes to go for it or the one that's more safety-oriented, eventually you'll figure out that when you put that stuff in place, that's how you create it. So structure is creativity, as has been said and I've said often. Creativity and freedom is created in structure. Wait a second, Scott. How can I be more creative? How can I have more freedom in my life when I create structure in my life? How can I do that? It's the way it is. It's the way it is. You got to have yourself taken care of before you can take care of yourself. And a vision? If you don't know where you're going, how are you going to go where you're going? You got to have both. It's a mindset to get what you want in your life. But the mindset begins with wanting to go after and wanting to have that mindset, wanting to have that vision, that freedom, the purpose of passion. I wanted just to get out of bed. It doesn't have to be happy, happy, happy. I'm not going to say you're going to be happy every single day. Sometimes living a purpose and passionate life isn't anything but happy. Sometimes it's frustrating. Sometimes it's long hours. Sometimes you want to scream. Sometimes you want to cry. But you know what? Nobody can take you away from it, can they? They can't do that because it's what you want to do. The minute you begin to ponder these thoughts, by the way, instant gratification. The minute you begin to ponder what I've been talking about today, even listening to this program today, you're living on purpose and with passion. When you do ponder it every day, your life changes in ways you can imagine. All right, this show's too long. I can't do 15 or 16 minute shows every single day. Are you kidding me? I can't do this. It's not possible while I'm doing it. I guess I can do it, but I'm not going to do it. I'm slowly going to peel this down. You guys don't have 15 minutes a day to do this kind of stuff. You don't. You've only got like 7.5 minutes. You've got the attention span, as I say, of a goldfish. So tomorrow I'm going to pull back even more. I'm going to try. Coaching in August and some cool stuff coming up, because after a summer in the mountains, clarity of mind, vision of mind, discipline of mind, foundation of mind, all the good stuff is in place. I got to make some changes. It's coming. I'll tell you more later. See you tomorrow.